Last week's meeting with John Whitney, Four Corners Regional Director for Senator Michael Bennett's office, was basically a back and forth about methane capture and what permanent protection of the Thompson Divide could look like. The Colorado Recreation Economy, or CORE Act, introduced in January by Senator Michael Bennett and Congressman Joe Neguse, combines four previously introduced bills, including the Thompson Divide Withdrawal and Protection Act of 2017. The CORE Act would permanently protect 200,000 acres of the Thompson Divide from future mineral leasing, a little over 43,000 acres of which are in Garfield County. In February, Garfield County Commissioners signed a letter against permanent protection of the area, despite over a decade of support. At the time, Commission Chair John Martin voiced concerns about the idea of permanent protection and the need for methane capture from the old coal mines in Coal Basin.
I look at Pitkin County releasing more greenhouse gas because nothing is being done with the old Mid-Continent coal mine and venting all of that methane out and not capture it in one way or another. That could be turned into an energy source right now with very little, effort by putting in, again, turbines and what have you to protect our environment. We need to do something about that methane going into the atmosphere.
The CORE Act looks at methane capture from coal mines in the North Fork Valley, but does not include mines in the Thompson Divide or Garfield County. But at last week's meeting, John Martin got his wish. Commissioners talked about how to add mines along the Hogback in Garfield County to the Act, federal authorization of royalties from captured methane, and what kind of infrastructure is needed to capture methane.
I think it'd be great to make sure we can tap those resources, just like you guys are talking about.
Erica Sparhawk is a Carbondale Town Trustee and Deputy Director of Clean Energy Economy for the region, or CLEAR. She told commissioners that CLEAR has been keeping an eye on methane capture opportunities around Coal Basin in Pitkin County, which was part of a 2016 coal mine methane study for the state.
They estimate there's about 5.8 megawatts of potential methane release there if there were all the other pieces in place to actually generate electricity.
Former Carbondale Mayor Stacy Bernot asked the commission to consider protection of just the Garfield County portion of the Thompson Divide.
So when I come at this, I think of what we've done over the last 30 to 40 years, and it's been bumpy, especially for Carbondale. But we do have a sustainable economy. You know, we still have unanimity. We still have the passion, and we want to have that assurance that we're on the right track for our future, and whether that future is 20 years, another 100 years, or whatever, you guys would go a long way in helping us with even just supporting the Garfield County portion of this.
Commissioner Tom Jankowski said he'd reconsider supporting the CORE Act if methane capture studies in Coal Basin and Garfield County were included. Mike Sampson is still not in favor of permanent protection of the Thompson Divide, but he said there's hope for an understanding. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.